The work I'm presented is also about cucumbers. It's grafting cucumbers for early season production for greenhouse and the high tunnels. What I want to share is the couple of on-farm trials I did in USDA Hub Newsroom 5 and 6 in Indiana in the past 2 years. So this picture is what happened in end of March. We do have snows. We do have pretty cold spring in 2018. And the grower took the risk to plant the cucumbers the 1st of April, as he already did. This is his note on April 8th. He lost 15% of the grafted cucumbers, but he lost 15% of lung grafted, but zero of grafted. I looked at the recorded temperature. The lowest air temperature he had is around 36. And there were a few nights the soil temperature is in lower 50s. The grower is very, very amazed by how tough those grafted cucumbers are. But not every grower is as experienced as the first grower, knowing how to protect the crops under the frost. This farm is around Indianapolis in central Indiana. The frost dropped the temperature to 27. It killed all the plants regardless of grafted and non-grafted plants. And I have two locations around central Indiana. Those farms decided to wait until after all the frost passed to plant the cucumbers in their unheated high tunnel. That is the end of April. And we did not see significant difference of the grafted and non-grafted cucumbers. By the way, this year in spring, we did have a pretty warm May, so this year. And in a total different situation, in those cases, the tunnels do have heating, or maybe we call it greenhouse, which allow growers can plant cucumbers very early, like end of February, in those heated greenhouse. And in this case, in the back is non-grafted plants, in the front is grafted plants. You can see a huge difference here. And on the rows on your right, that is non-grafted plants, but they were planted on raised beds with soil heating. That is the common practice the growers will do to grow cucumbers early in the season. And you can see the grafted plants even performs better than the non-grafted unheated soil. A similar observation we have, that's another farm. It's in the quite north in Indiana. Also, we see a good, we see dramatic difference of grafted and non-grafted plants in this picture. Another thing I want to point out is very interesting on that farm. We find some of the insects kill some of the non-grafted plants, but it looks like these insects prefer much of the tender stain of the cucumbers than the tougher scorch stains. Okay, the take-home message I have here is I find the growers, at least in USDA Harvest Norm 5 and 6 in Midwest, they more likely to get benefit from grafted cucumbers if they have heating in their tunnels, so they don't take the risk to lose their plants. And the benefit may be more than just the cold tolerance.